The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
And I think the reality for me at the end of the day is when I get to go to a place and see the fulfillment of all that we've done.
An exciting update on a life-saving miracle fulfilled through our viewers.
This is a ministry that does what they say they're going to do. And I can see, like you said, these villages, these communities changed because of the miracle that you've made, that we've made together as a team.
Coming up next.
I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to this very special Life Today program. I don't know if you've ever stopped to think that in a matter of moments, you can change an entire lifetime for people. Now wait a minute and listen to me, because I'm not exaggerating. There are areas in the world where just a single touch of love changes everything. Everything, not only for a person, let's say a child or a family, but can actually change everything for an entire community. Now, if you have ever wished that something horrible could be immediately corrected to the point that you would say, I am seeing a miracle, and then if you could know with no exaggeration, you were a part of that miracle that changed everything, not only for just a person, let's just say a child, and everybody wants to help children, and we all should. We should want to help anyone that has a need, but we do it effectively. If you knew you could do it effectively, and you knew it changed everything, and all we need is your attention and concern expressed, and everything changes. That's no exaggeration. We want to welcome one of our very good friends, Tammy Trent, a very gifted musician, communicator, incredible writer. But she has been to the mission fields of the world working with us at Life Outreach and Life Today for more than 15 years, and she's just come back. Tammy, I know because I saw your response while you were on the mission field. Let me just ask you this. 15 years more, you've been working with us. How meaningful and exciting is that to you?
It changes my life every time I get on a plane and go anywhere I'm called to go on these mission trips with you guys. It changes me so deeply that these trips are so emotional for me. I so long to capture the authentic stories of these families, their hearts. I mean, we talk a lot about you're the hands and the feet of Jesus, but I want to be the eyes, I want to be the heart, I want to capture all of it. And I have seen so much through the years. I've cried, I've wept, I've rejoiced, I've experienced so much, and I think the reality for me at the end of the day is when I get to go to a place and see the fulfillment of all that we've done as God's people and how we've given to change the lives of these people. It's no exaggeration what you said, and I have seen with my very own eyes how one cup of water can change an entire community. I've seen it. I've gone in. Or we have drilled wells, and I've seen them flourishing and thriving and excited. We've danced in the water. We've praised God. We've sang. And they're running around with shoes where they didn't even have shoes before because now they can focus on other things because they have the water. Their churches have grown. I mean, it's an incredible thing that we get to be a part of. Not that we have to. We have the privilege, and we get to be a part of these life-changing, life-giving opportunities.
So I didn't exaggerate when I said to every viewer, in a matter of moments, what you see and hear and then what you do can change everything for not only an individual or family, but entire communities.
It's not an exaggeration. It's a reality.
And the viewers are the ones that make it happen, not just the missionaries that are there, but the viewers. I want you to look in on a setting right now. I want you to see what we've just alluded to and what Tammy even talked about. Just watch this very closely because, believe me, listen to me now, you are the miracle that changes everything. Don't look at yourself with a small perspective, because what God does through a yielded vessel, an individual who says, God, flow your love through me, it flows like a river, and it is a life-giving, life-changing river. Watch this.
The first time we came to Burundi, we brought you a story from what used to be a tiny little church right here in this village.
Mm-hmm. Forced to rely solely on unclean water for survival, this community suffered a severe cholera outbreak that took the lives of many, nearly destroying their legacy. Since then, your support has allowed us to drill them a well. And with every new drop of clean, healthy water, life began to return. Hope began to bloom. It's astonishing what transpires when new life is breathed into a community. Not only are the existing families healthier, stronger, and able to focus on more than just survival, clean water attracts new people. And as a village grows, so do the available resources. Today, this community is full of hope and flourishing in ways they never thought possible.
And this is their church now, just 2 short years later. I'm so grateful to come into a place like this and see the impact of our giving and how it has changed everything, something so simple. Water. Water that has given them life. And thank you to you, the ones who have given to make this possible.
Wasn't that exciting to be able to go back and go to a village where they had no clean water, and now you're there sometime afterward where you're able to see the size of the church just doubled or tripled, and you see the joy, and you just see everything looks like, it looks fresh. It looks like a beautiful paradise in the middle of a desert. It's just an oasis of life. And it has to just thrill you, because you were actually on this trip going to the areas where we needed to drill in the villages, but now you went to one where we'd already drilled.
It's a highlight for me, truly, because to be able to see the fulfillment of what we've done together, you know, my job is, it feels like just a small part of it, where I just kind of go in and tell the story. But the real miracle, like you said, is people that are on the other side of the television, and they're all of a sudden, they're capturing the vision with us. And they're like, I want to be a part of this. I want to partner with you. I want to be the change. So that's the real miracle. But what a privilege for me to go into these places and to see the change before my very own eyes. Yeah, my heart breaks when I go into the villages where I can see these children that are dying. I hear the stories of the wives that have lost their husband, and I can so relate to that kind of loss, and it rips me up. And then to hear them say, all we need is clean water that could save everything in this village. It could change everything. And so for me to be able to look at them and say, I'll be back. I think I'll be back. I want to be back. I mean, I want to be able to go into every place we go into and say, I will be back. I'm bringing help. I'm bringing hope. I'm going to help you change everything. But I know I can't do it myself. I know the beauty of that is to capture their stories as deeply as I can, so that I can tell people on the other side of that camera, and hopefully they will be able to respond and say, I want to be a change. I want to make a difference, Tammy. How can I do that?
Betty, we've watched the change when people get involved. We've seen the miracle of love.
We really have, James. And you said it breaks my heart when I see I feel the weeping. I weep with them.
Yes.
But also when you see the results,
yes,
we rejoice,
yes,
with them. And I feel like our Friends of Life Outreach and Life Today, they feel the same way.
Yes.
You offer someone hope. Mm. How many of us, what does it do to us when someone offers hope to us,
yes,
when we're down, we're in despair, mm, or something, and just a word of encouragement.
Yes.
I was in the grocery store the other day, and a lady recognized me, and she, her heart was so heavy. She's a single mom with 4 boys trying to raise them by herself, and she just was having a challenge with one of the boys, and she just asked me to pray with her, mm, and I did, and I offered hope to her through caring and loving and,
yes,
through praying with her. And I left her and I went over to the produce department, and there was an older lady there in one of those riding carts.
Yeah.
And she couldn't reach something that was on the top shelf. She didn't ask me to help her, but I just felt compelled to say, can I help you with something? Can I reach something? And there's something, it does something inside of us when we offer, we give out because we've received ourselves. Yeah. So let's all together, join together, and let's offer hope to these mothers that so love their children. Mm. Let's offer hope and life to them.
You know, you came home telling me about those two experiences, and I thought it was interesting when you talked about the lady couldn't reach something, and she's trying, and you just went over and extended your hand, and you put a smile on her face, and you noticed, and that meant the world to her. And this is what we see our viewers doing. They look in, Tammy, all the way across the world. They see you or the missionaries or me and Betty there showing you needs, and they reach up, I believe, in love, get what the person needs, hands it to them in love. And Betty came home excited. Mm-hmm. You know what you've told us, those of you who help us? It's the most exciting thing you do, to know that we're changing everything in someone's life, not only for now on this earth, but also for eternity. Because the love of God is shared first in action, in demonstration, before even in word. They can see love in action. They understand then why and where that love came from. It comes from the heart of God who loves them, who gave His Son. So it's a totally transforming experience. Not only do they find health, and let's say an opportunity to live a meaningful life and not lose their loved ones or their children. They have a beautiful future. It may not be a luxurious future, but they have a future that's filled with life. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of people who have less, once they have health and an opportunity, they have more joy in their life than a lot of people who are surrounded with stuff. So this is the greatest expression of love and its effect that we're able to see anywhere in the world. And you, as I said earlier, you've been going 15 years. When I tell these viewers that it changes everything, I'm not exaggerating. It works. The missionaries couldn't be there. They couldn't locate the need. They couldn't meet the need if people who are watching didn't give us their attention to that situation and get involved. They're the ones that make the difference. And if our viewers can see that, I think everyone will want to step up and say, I want to be a part of that miracle.
That's exactly right. And this isn't a temporary fix that we're doing. This is eternal, just like you said. This does and will change everything for generations after generations. So it's not a quick fix that we're just, let's make it better, let's put a little Band-Aid on this for you and say goodbye and hopefully you have a good couple months. This is for the rest of their lives, and it is such a privilege to know that my life and your life and anybody who gives to this ministry is changing the lives of so many, not just one. I don't just write a check for $100 and think it's gonna help a child. It's gonna help hundreds of children, and it's eternal. And I can't think of a better ministry. I know sometimes we're flipping through the channels and everybody's asking for help and everybody's asking for money, and sometimes we're leery. And I'm telling you, even in my past, I've been leery of things. And where do I give? And I've had a heart to give, but who do I trust? And from my work with you over 15 years, I'm telling you beyond a shadow of a doubt, anybody who has questioned, let me relieve you of that. This is a ministry that you can hope in, that you can trust in. This is a ministry that does what they say they're going to do. When you sow into this ministry, they take that every penny that they can, and their hope is to change these communities. That's why I'm a part of this ministry, because I see the change. Not just do I go on trips and we talk about all the need and what we need to do here and here's our hope, but I take trips where I see the need and we talk about it, but I also drive into other communities where we have drilled the wells, where we have brought the food, where we have done what we need to do and done what we said we are going to do. And I can see, like you said, these villages, these communities changed because of the miracle that you've made, that we've made together as a team. We've partnered together, but we can't do it alone. That's why I'm here to tell people this is a ministry you can trust. And if you've ever doubted, take it away. If God has blessed you to be a blessing, then sow into this ministry because it is good soil. Plant those seeds and you will watch it grow.
You know, I feel like you've really addressed what I tried to get across even in the opening of the program, that just in a matter of moments, you can change everything, not only for now in a situation, but for eternity. and it's an expression of love. The viewer really is the key.
Yes.
And we
yes.
can find a need. Missionaries go with a broken heart. They leave their comfort, the comfort of home. They move so many times with even small children into very challenging situations. And if they did not have the support of someone like you, and perhaps your family or as a couple, if they didn't have that help, they would simply look at the situation, weep over the situation, feel helpless. They might then try to find a way to raise money themselves, but then they leave the situation. One of the most important things that Peter Pretorius said to us when he was introducing us to this transforming power of love through the mission outreaches, one of the things he said is, James, the greatest thing you could do for us is not come here and stand at our side. The greatest thing you could do for us is go back and find people who will enable us to stay here and do the work
yes.
and undergird it so we're not empty-handed.
That's right.
We can actually meet the need. You become the miracle that changes everything. And Tammy, I think you've confirmed the love of the missionaries is the real deal.
Yes.
Their inadequacy without the support of viewers who help, they would be simply weeping over more graves with all the people who are burying their family members.
Yes.
But because of love, they then become a part of the miracle that transforms everything, like I said earlier, in an entire community.
Yes.
And that's not an exaggeration.
It's not. It's absolute truth. I can tell you firsthand, I've experienced it all. I've seen it all. And seriously, if I could drop everything here and go on a mission field, if that's what God was calling me to do for the rest of my life, I would do it because of the effects that we have, that we get to have on people's lives all around the world, the love that we get to show them. This might be a small thing, but it's massive to these people in need.
Betty, what do you want our viewers to hear? Mm-hmm. I know that you almost lost your health on the mission field because you were hurt very badly. I don't know how many of you know, but because Betty's a little bit smaller than the rest of us, she would ride the jump seats in these four-wheel drive vehicles. And she herniated two discs to the point that our neurosurgeon said, had Betty not been able to lay down flat to get out of Africa and back to the airport, back to the States, she likely would have been paralyzed for life. And so you took a terrific beating. But I know that you always went knowing that it would be frightening and scary. Why were you willing to keep going when it was so challenging and sometimes even painful?
Well, you know, it makes a difference when you know God's called you to do something, to be maybe that connection that connects to somebody else, like the missionaries. God's put them there. They don't personally feel like they're sacrificing, but we know
right.
they do. But because they're in God's will. And I think we feel that way, too, because we're doing what we feel God impressed in our hearts to do. And I feel like that's what you do as listeners, as supporters of the ministry. You're doing what God has impressed on your heart to do. And there's no greater blessing to look at these precious little ones that are going to die without some kind of intervention of God's people, God's children, to be able to give them the fresh water that they need so desperately, and to watch the glow on the faces of their mothers, their parents, when they see their child is getting well. They're not going to die because of nasty, diseased water. We can make that difference. You have made that difference, and please continue to join with us, because the blessing we receive, the rewards we receive ourselves from just giving out of what God has blessed us with, it makes a difference.
Boy, I tell you, I want you to listen to a mother really, I think, in the most powerful way emphasize what Betty referenced about the needed miracle. And you just hear this heart cry, and know this, listen to me now. You are the miracle that this woman is crying out for. And it is a perfect miracle. Listen to her heart.
Venerande's family will never be the same. While all of her children constantly battle illness transmitted through their only water source, her youngest, a 2-year-old, was simply too weak to fight any longer. Despite his tender age and tiny size, the void he leaves behind feels immeasurable. Like so many areas in Burundi, there is no access to clean drinking water for this community. The closest safe source is too far away and very costly. So the village must rely solely on the Mpanda River, water they must share with livestock and also use for bathing and cleaning. Even medical help is largely ineffective because the only available water remains tainted. The danger is unrelenting, and Venerande is helpless to stop it. Venerande and so many other mothers like her are praying for a miracle. It's the only hope they have for the future of their children. And you can help make it possible.
Dear Lord, I'm asking you for help. Somehow let our viewers, each one, see that they are a miracle. They can become that miracle in Jesus' name. I began the program letting you know that you can change everything for someone, and you really can. Betty, I'm praying that every single person watching would just reach out. And, you know, Jesus just used the reference, give a cup of water. Well, you're actually going to give a well of water. Boy, how significant is that? And not just for one child or one mother, but for a whole community, and it changes everything. Would you right now join us to help drill the next 200 wells as we reach on toward the goals that we have every year? Would you just help us? Would you say, I'll help you drill a well? I want to see a well in that village and others like it, because she represents so many. And the need is so real. And the perfect cure is so, let's say, obvious. All we do is give them clean water. We can give them a well of clean water. Would you right now go online or dial that number and take your bank card, or if you want to write a check, make it to Life, because that's what you're giving. But if you'll take your bank card and either go online or call the number and then use it like a check, just make the gift God impresses you to make. I know many of our friends, Betty, tell us the greatest joy they have is giving an entire well. And I know that requires a lot of faith and a lot of prayer and stepping out. And I know some of you can do it. If you can, you will. But most of the gifts come in $48 or $144 to give 10 people water for life. That's what $48 does. $144 will give 30 people water for the rest of their life. Can you do that? At whatever level you can help, please, right now, reach out and become that miracle that you just heard that mother crying out for. Imagine finding a child dead, 2 years old, in bed because of diseased water. And it just continues until the miracle comes. You are the source. You are the channel through which that love and that miracle flows. Thank you so much. Thank you for going online. Thank you for dialing the number. Thank you for making the gift. By the way, if you write a check and plan to mail it in, call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail. We have some beautiful gifts to send to you to just say thank you, because you've become someone's miracle, a real answer to prayer. Thank you for doing it.
Today, a mother living in extreme poverty will do the unthinkable. Give her children dirty, diseased-filled water that she knows could kill them. With no other choice, what's a mother to do? With your help, clean water is on the way. Mission Water for Life provides a way for parents to save the lives of their children, to offer them a bright future free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish the first 200 water wells of the year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five children.
A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you the Praying Grace 55-Day Devotional. This new devotional will help you renew your mind to the realities of God's grace and help you pray powerful grace-based prayers for each day. With your gift of $100 or more, request the Praying Grace Tumbler. This reusable 16-ounce container is constructed with insulated stainless steel, perfect for hot or cold beverages. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request the beautiful new commemorative bronze sculpture, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
There are nearly 700 million people around the world who lack clean water. I can't even fathom. It's overwhelming to me. In fact, many in this very village are dying because of it. I would love to do something to change this for them every single day. I would love to be able to come in here with your help and drill them a water well. Won't you consider joining me today and helping be that source of life for these precious children? Go online, call the number at the bottom of the screen, and give the very best gift you could give. It's not really life or death to us, but it's life or death for them today.
Well, Betty and I say thank you. Tammy, I want to say thanks to you. What do you find in your heart longing for our viewers right now, what they've heard and seen?
I just want to say from my heart, thank you so much for giving me so many opportunities to love on these people around the world and to tell people about the need so that we could be a part of saving their lives.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
Thank all of you. I really, in behalf of mothers and families, thank you for giving them a future hope, not only now with clean water, but because they're going to know about the love of God found in Jesus. Thanks for sharing that love. By the way, if you get a busy, call until you get through. Let's help them. Thank you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.